بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. We are reading from the kitab Islahul Aqaid, that is correction of our beliefs. And we are reading concerning our beliefs regarding Qiyamah. The first belief we have read, which mentioned the signs of Qiyamah, the minor signs as well as the major signs. We continue belief number two. When all these signs have occurred, then preparation for Qiyamah will commence. The exact date of Qiyamah is only known by Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam will blow the trumpet by the command of Allah Ta'ala. This trumpet is a huge object in the form of an animal horn. By the blowing of the trumpet, the earth and skies will split into pieces. All of creation will pass away, and the souls of those who have passed away will become unconscious. However, those whom Allah wishes to protect will remain in a state of consciousness. A period of time will elapse in this way. Belief number three. Then when Allah Ta'ala wishes, the world will be recreated. The trumpet will be blown a second time. The whole world will once again come into existence. The dead will be given life, and all will gather in their bodily form on the plains of Qiyamah. Facing difficulties there, the people will proceed to the Anbiya alayhimu salam, requesting them to intercede on their behalf. Finally, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede, which is known as Shafa'atul Kubra. Every person's good and evil actions will be weighed. There will be reckoning for these deeds. However, some will enter Jannah without reckoning. The book of deeds will be placed in the right hand of the pious and in the left hand of the evildoers. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give his ummah water to drink from the pond of Kawthar. This water will be whiter than milk and sweeter than honey. Every person will have to cross the bridge of Sirat. The righteous will cross it and reach Jannah, while the evildoers will fall from it into hell. Belief number four. On the day of judgment, the good will intercede on behalf of the evildoers by the permission of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will grant the Anbiya, the Ulama, the martyrs, the Quran, and the angels the opportunity to intercede on behalf of only the Muslims. There will be different forms of intercession. The first one, for commencement of reckoning. This will be specially granted to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second form of intercession, for ease at the reckoning and questioning. The third form of intercession, on behalf of sinners, so that they are not entered into Jahannam. And the fourth type of intercession, on behalf of sinners thrown into Jahannam to be removed from there. And the fifth type of intercession will be for elevation of the ranks of Muslims. Belief number five. Allah Ta'ala reserves the right to punish one due to committing minor sins, or forgive one's major sins by his mere grace and not punish him. However, Allah Ta'ala will never forgive those who died ascribing partners to Allah Ta'ala, which is shirk, or those who died in a state of kufr, which means disbelief. And belief number six. Besides those people that have been given glad tidings of Jannah by Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we cannot categorically declare any other person to be a dweller of Jannah. However, it is necessary to entertain good thoughts and have hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala by observing positive signs. We'll continue, inshallah. Last night in the Taraweeh, the 17th para was recited, which comprises of two surahs, Suratul Anbiya, half of the para, and the other surah, Suratul Hajj, also is completed in the other half. The first surah, Suratul Anbiya, Anbiya, the plural of the word Nabi, which means a Nabi, a messenger. And since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of various Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam in the surah, that's why the surah has been called Suratul Anbiya. 17 Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam have been mentioned in the surah. However, some brief details of only 6 of them have been mentioned in the second portion of the surah. The first portion of the surah, since the surah is a Makki surah also, Allah Ta'ala discusses and mentions the fundamentals of deen, particularly the fundamental belief of Tawheed and the logical as well as other proofs indicating the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as refuting all the claims, baseless claims of the mushrikeen, that Allah ta'ala had a partner. All the subject matter revolves around this main subject of Tawheed. Allah ta'ala in the first ayat of the surah, Allah ta'ala depicts the temporary nature of this world and also informs us that reckoning and qiyamah is drawing close, but yet people are in their negligence turning away from the message of Haqq. Allah Ta'ala says, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ, that the reckoning for people has drawn close, yet they are turning away in the state of negligence. Allah Ta'ala says, whenever any verse and reminder of us comes to them, a new verse is revealed to them, they listen to it, but in jest. وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ, in other words, they listen to it not with an open heart to accept, but rather to find some fault or to make a mockery and joke of it. Allah Ta'ala says their condition is لَاهِيَةٍ قُلُوبُهُمْ, that their hearts are in a heedless condition, they pay no heed to the actual message, they only want to make a mockery of the verses of the Qur'an and Majeed. Allah Ta'ala then says that وَأَسَرُّ النَّجْوَى, that these mushrikeen, these people who are refusing to accept the message because of their obstinacy and their stubbornness, they secretly hold counsel amongst themselves and then they discuss concerning Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran and Majeed, and they raise baseless objections. For example, they say in hadha illa basharum mithlukum, that this Nabi is just a human like yourselves, telling one another. So how can he be a Nabi? A Nabi is not supposed to be a human like what we are. Allah Ta'ala in response to that mentions further on, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ, that whichever Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam we had sent prior to you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were all men. They were not of any other species. They were from the human race itself, and they were men whom we had revealed our revelation to them. And therefore, even these mushrikeen, if they are in doubt, ask the people of knowledge, the people of the previous scriptures, that their Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, what type of people, what type were they of? Were they humans or anything else? And they will definitely receive the answer that they were just humans which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had selected for Nabuwat. Further than concerning the Quran and Majeed, they realize that the Quran and Majeed being so eloquent and it had the power of influence on the people's hearts to such an extent that people, when hearing the Quran and Majeed, they used to now accept the message of Haqq. But they did not want to accept the message of Haqq, therefore they branded the Quran and Majeed as magic, as black magic and sihr, jadu, which now they regarded it to be magic, which was now actually influencing the people through that jadu. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of that this is what they say. أَفَتَأْتُونَ السِّحْرَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُبْصِرُونَ, they tell one another, are you going to go to black magic? And whereas now you are seeing yourself that it is magic, but in reality, indeed, down in their hearts, they knew that it can never be black magic, it can't be anything else, it is definitely the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They also say that just to appease themselves and one another and turn people away from the Quran and Majeed, they say it is adghathu ahlam, that this Quran and Majeed, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is bringing to you, is just a collection of confused dreams.
And concerning Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say, baliftarahu. No, this person now is just forging this Qur'an Majeed and making it up from his own side and attributing it to Allah Ta'ala. And then sometimes they say, bal huwa sha'ir, that he is just a poet. And this is just a collection of poetry. And in poetry, normally, the words are very appealing. But they lack truth and substance in the meaning. So this is how they try to classify the Qur'an Majeed. And then further they said that we will only believe in you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you bring forth to us a miracle as was sent to the previous nations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in response to that says that the previous nations also, despite being shown miracles, but yet they did not believe, in ahlaknaha, we destroyed them. Afahum yu'minun, are they going to believe? In other words, unlikely these people, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your people, who now are bent on opposition, they will now, despite seeing even miracles, if they are shown, they will not bring iman. Whereas many miracles were shown to them, but the particular miracles which they demanded to be shown, Allah Ta'ala in His wisdom did not present it, because the least amount of aversion to these types of miracles which the nation demands immediately draws the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His wisdom did not want to destroy this ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and keep them till the day of Qiyamah. But many miracles were shown, and the greatest miracle was obviously the Qur'an Majeed. But yet these people were not accepting. Allah ta'ala further mentions that how many nations of the past we crushed them. Qasamna, we actually annihilated and crushed them who were oppressive, in other words, sinners and wrongdoers, and we then created other nations in their place. Allah Ta'ala refers to this verse, makes mention and indication this verse, that no nation must regard themselves to be indispensable. That no, Allah Ta'ala, if any nation now refuses to accept the message of Haqq, Allah Ta'ala can destroy them, and raise other nations in their place. Further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions the logical proof of the belief of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَفَسَدَتَهَا. That in the skies and the earth, if there were many deities besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you would have seen that in the functions of the skies and the earth, there would have been chaos. In other words, if there were more than one Allah, more than one deity in control, each one independent and sovereign from the next, it would have been impossible for all of them to now unite and agree on each and every point in the functioning of this universe. Then that would have ultimately led to chaos in the functioning of the universe. But since the universe is functioning perfectly well, therefore it follows that there can't be more than one God, there can't be more than one deity. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the creator and who is now in charge of the universe, or else we would have seen chaos in the functioning of the universe. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also in a logical way explains the concept of Tawheed. Further on, Allah Ta'ala from the third ruku onwards mentions also many of His great creations, in which if man has to just ponder, he will definitely realize and get the proof of the existence and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His great qudrat and His knowledge. Allah Ta'ala speaks of the skies and the earth. Allah Ta'ala says, kanata ratqan, they were closed, fafatahnahuma, we opened them. In explanation of this, the ulama say that before the skies were such, they were closed, no rain was coming down from there. The earth was closed, no vegetation and crops were growing from there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this whole system there through which human life and life in general for all creations can be sustained. That Allah ta'ala sends down rain and then the crops and vegetation grow. And human life and as well as others are sustained. Allah ta'ala then mentioned, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ, that everything which has life, we have created it from water.
Water.
A basic thing which people now have expounded later on, that every living thing in the surface of the earth is dependent on water. Water is the essential element in the creation of every living being. This was already mentioned long ago in the Quran Majid in this verse. Further on, mention is made of the other creations, the mountains. Allah Ta'ala says we place them to provide stability on the earth. We made roads and pathways on the earth, so that you can find your way when traveling in the earth. And we have made the sky a protective covering over you. And we have created the sky, the day, the night, the sun and the moon, and all of these. Allah Ta'ala says, these celestial bodies, these sun, moon, the stars, the planets, etc., كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكِ يَسْبَحُونَ, they all move freely and swim. The actual meaning of yasbahun means to swim. How a swimmer, he glides through the water. All these are now in their orbits. In other words, each of these celestial bodies are now in their particular orbits. They don't stray from their orbit, nor do they cross their particular orbit into the orbit of any other celestial body. And this is the great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Scientists, they tell us, and the astronomers, that these celestial bodies are traveling at mind-boggling speed in space, in their particular orbits. But none of them, they stray from their orbit, nor do they collide with one another. Man-made, our roads, our highways, how fast can we travel? 120, 150 kilometers an hour, but how many accidents on a daily basis? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not provide with the system of the celestial bodies not colliding with one another, there would have been chaos in the whole system of the running of the universe. The further on, Allah ta'ala then mentions that you saying that how can a Nabi be a human being? And a human being, he has to now taste of death. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِمْ مِتَّ, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if you have to pass away, are they going to stay forever? No, everybody will have to taste of death. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. And then Allah Ta'ala says, we test you with favorable and unfavorable conditions. We place you in all different types of conditions. This is actually a test from us, and you will have to then return to us. Further on, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then from the second quarter, which is the second half of the surah, Allah Ta'ala then makes mention of the insolence of the various Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, particularly of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The incident of Ibrahim alayhi salam is mentioned in different places in the Quran Majid, but in this at this juncture Allah Ta'ala mentions the incident where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, to demonstrate the futility of idol worship, etc., how he broke the idols. The whole incident is mentioned here, and was the result then eventually then they prepare a fire to throw Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in that fire, and they throw Ibrahim alayhi salam in that fire, but Allah Ta'ala through His Qudrat orders the fire to become cool and a place of safety and peace for Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala tells the fire, Ya Naru, Kuni Bardan, become cool with salaman, and with salamati, peace and safety for Ibrahim alayhi salam, which was now also a great miracle that the fire did not burn Ibrahim alayhi salam, but instead it became a place of safety and security for Ibrahim alayhi salam. So that incident is mentioned here. After that, other Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam's incidents are also mentioned. The nation of Lut alayhi salam, and how Allah Ta'ala destroyed them, and the nation of Nuh alayhi salam, and also thereafter Allah Ta'ala makes mention of Dawood and Sulaiman alayhi salam. What great powers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them, and the great kingdom which Allah Ta'ala also blessed them with, besides their having been blessed with Nabuwat. Dawood alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala says that we gave him the art of making armor. In other words, from iron, which is rock hard, but Allah Ta'ala made it soft for Dawood alayhi salam, and he used to actually make armor with iron. And concerning Sulaiman alayhi salam, also Allah Ta'ala makes mention. Allah Ta'ala gave him such a kingdom, which was not only over humans, but also over the other creations, the animals, etc., and the jinnat. All that is being mentioned here. And further on, concerning Ayyub alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him through a severe test and a very serious illness Allah ta'ala afflicted with him with. But he always kept his focus and attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala then thereafter, he remained patient and Allah ta'ala then gave him his health once again. All this is being mentioned here, the incident of Yunus alayhi salam, the noon, the one of the fish, as mentioned previously, is also mentioned here. And after all that, Allah Ta'ala says, these Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam were such, yusari'una fil khayrat, that they used to hasten towards good, and they used to call us in conditions of eagerness and peace, and also in a condition of fear, in hope and in fear. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also a message for us that in all conditions we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ, and they were very humble to us and very humble in front of us. So these are qualities we should imbibe within ourselves. Allah ta'ala then mentions إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا, that the teachings of all the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam and their message is your deen, which is the one and only deen, and that is to worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without ascribing partners to him. Towards the last ruku of the first surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions that the one who does good deeds in a condition that he has iman, his efforts will not go unappreciated. In other words, Allah ta'ala will reward him for all his good deeds, no matter how small. Everything is recorded, وَإِنَّا لَهُ كَاتِبُونَ, and Allah ta'ala will grant him the reward for all his good deeds. Further on, Allah Ta'ala makes mention of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that we have not sent you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy for all the people of the universe, for everyone. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an embodiment of mercy, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us the path for which we can gain salvation, and this was the manifestation of the mercy which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for all of mankind. The next surah, Suratul Hajj, as the name suggests, some injunctions concerning Hajj and the call of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam on the orders of Allah Ta'ala to announce the order of Hajj. Is being mentioned here, that's why the surah is called Suratul Hajj. Being a Madani surah, many injunctions are mentioned here particularly concerning jihad of hijrat and qurbani and also of Hajj are mentioned here, that's why the surah is also called Suratul Hajj. Besides that, in this surah, although it's a Madani surah, but here also Allah Ta'ala makes mention of many of the aqaid and fundamentals of deen concerning the concept of tawheed and also the aqeedah of resurrection. Allah Ta'ala proves it later, as will be mentioned now. First, Allah Ta'ala then depicts the very difficult and hard condition of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala says, fear your Rabb, and the earthquake of Qiyamah is a very severe thing. Allah Ta'ala depicts the condition of Qiyamah in this way, that you will see that a nursing mother will abandon her suckling child, and you will see that a pregnant woman will abort her fetus, and you will see that people in a drunken state, whereas they will not be actually drunk, but the punishment of Allah Ta'ala is very severe. People will lose their senses, not knowing what is happening, and it will seem that they are in an intoxicated state. But Allah Ta'ala says, in reality, they will not be in an intoxicated state. It's just because of the severity which they will see of the day of Qiyamah, that this will be their behavior. Allah Ta'ala then mentions that if you have doubt concerning resurrection, Allah Ta'ala then proves that Allah Ta'ala, as He has created initially from nothing, Allah Ta'ala can recreate. Nothing is difficult for Him. Allah Ta'ala says, we created you from sand, Adam alayhi salam, then from a drop of sperm, the rest of mankind, then a clot of blood, that same sperm, as it develops, it comes into a clot of blood, and then a lump of flesh. Allah Ta'ala says, as it progresses, the different stages of human development in the womb of the mother, Allah Ta'ala makes mention of them, مُخَلَّقَةٍ وَغَيْرِ مُخَلَّقَةٍ, shaped and unshaped. In other words, some Allah Ta'ala then creates them in a perfect form, and some of them Allah Ta'ala, through His wisdom, creates them in a deformed state. all this so to make you realize and explain to you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of all this. Further, Allah ta'ala says that we keep you in the wombs of your mother as we will till an appointed time, which is normally about 9 months. Then we take you out in a form of a child, in the state of infancy. Then you reach your age of strength. In other words, you become young and strong. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُتَوَفَّى. And some of you, we give them death. In other words, in this condition of youth. And some of you, we return you to a condition of أَرْضَلُ الْعُمُرِ. That old age, which now in a person becomes weak and feeble. And a person's mind also is not in order. لِكَيْ لَا يَعِيلَ يَعِيلَ يَعْلَمَ مِنْ بَعْدِ عِلْمٍ شَيْئًا. So that man then doesn't know anything after he had known. In other words, after he had knowledge, after his mind was sound, then many people are then made in a condition of, they made senile and their minds don't function. So Allah Ta'ala says, all these things are in front of you. From that you can understand that when Allah created you like this, what's difficult for Allah Ta'ala to recreate you after you pass away. Another example Allah Ta'ala gives of the earth which is barren. And then Allah Ta'ala sends down rain, the earth stirs to life, and it starts flourishing with its crops and vegetation. And Allah Ta'ala then creates for you and grows for you all types of different types of species of crops. Allah Ta'ala says, in that also you can understand, dead and barren land, how it stirs to life was just one rainfall. So what's difficult for Allah Ta'ala to recreate you and resurrect you on the day of Qiyamah is nothing far-fetched and beyond the qudrat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah makes mention of some people that they may ya'budu Allah ala harf. They worship Allah Ta'ala on an edge. In other words, they don't have firm conviction and belief, with the result that sometimes they are inclined to deen and Islam and Tawheed, and sometimes they turn around. فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ. If good comes to them, اِطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ. They are satisfied, but if some adversity has to afflict them, inqalaba ala wajhi, they turn on their heels, they turn around, and they turn away and go back to the ways of shirk and kufr. Allah Ta'ala says, for such people, there is a loss in the dunya and in the year after, and this is a manifest loss which they will suffer because they don't have the firm conviction of tawheed, and iman is actually firm conviction of the heart concerning the oneness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala then makes mention of the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salam when Allah Ta'ala commanded him to construct the Baytullah, the Kaabatullah. It was initially constructed by Adam alayhi salam and the angels, but through the floods at the time of Nuh alayhi salam, the structure of the Baytullah was broken, was demolished, it was swept away, but the foundations were there. Allah Ta'ala then instruct Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that on the original foundations of the Baytullah, then construct the Kaaba Sharif. And then Allah Ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salam to announce the people concerning Hajj, and they will come then for Hajj in walking and also on all lean camels. They will come from far distant places. Ibrahim alayhi salam, as it comes in the hadith, at that time Ibrahim alayhi salam asked Allah Ta'ala that I will make the announcement, but who is there to hear my announcement? Makkatul Mukarramah was completely desolate and uninhabited. Who is going to listen to my call in the announcement of Hajj? Allah Ta'ala says, you do your work of announcing. We will convey your sound to whomsoever we want. Concerning Hajj, it is mentioned that all those who have been now destined to make Hajj, in whose taqdeer Hajj has been written till the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala made them hear the voice of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and whoever responded with the labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, they will now, inshallah, perform Hajj according to the time Allah Ta'ala had destined them to perform the Hajj. Further on, Allah Ta'ala then makes mention of some injunctions and of Hajj, and also the order to honor the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the distinguishing signs concerning the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which is included the Kaaba Sharif, etc., to honor them. And Allah Ta'ala says, this is now from min taqwa al-qulub, from the taqwa of the heart. It is a sign that there is taqwa in the heart. Further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of qurbani, the ibadat of qurbani, and Allah Ta'ala reminds us that it is not the flesh of the animals nor the blood which reaches Allah Ta'ala, but it is the taqwa from your heart which reaches Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So the main thing in all ibadat is the taqwa of the heart which reaches Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Further on, Allah Ta'ala makes mention in the last quarter of the verse, which was the first verse revealed concerning jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Till the hijrat, although the Muslims were being persecuted from all sides, but in the Sahaba even requesting Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that give us permission to take up arms against these people who are persecuting us, but no order concerning fighting and making jihad against these people was revealed. In fact, approximately 70 verses the ulama explained were revealed at that time, where the teaching was that make sabr, persevere, exercise patience. But then after hijrat, then this was the first verse which was revealed, which gave permission to the Muslims that they can take up arms and fight against these people. أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا. The permission has been granted to the people with whom war has been waged, because they have been oppressed. First, the permission was only that to make jihad in the defensive, that if you are attacked, then you will make jihad. But later on, the clear permission to make jihad under all circumstances, whether defensive or offensive, was revealed, and now it is permissible to make jihad in the offensive way also, not only in the defensive way. So this was the first verse which was revealed, where permission was granted, and Allah Ta'ala gives the reason, that if it wasn't that Allah Ta'ala repels some people through others, then they would have now destroyed all these places of worship, not only the masjids of the Muslims, but also the places of worship of the other religions. Their churches, their monasteries, everything would have been destroyed, and they would have got the upper hand, those that didn't believe in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, or who ascribed partners to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says one of the reasons is that of jihad being made farz is that these people then don't become dominant over those who believe in the oneness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Further on towards the end of the surah, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala then makes mention of an example in between many other injunctions concerning hijrat. Also is being mentioned those who are martyred in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala then mentions their great rewards, and again, through many of the qudrats of Allah Ta'ala in His creation, Allah Ta'ala makes mention of them. Ponder over these and you will see our great qudrat and prove our oneness and existence. And then the last ruku, Allah Ta'ala then makes mention of an example concerning the futility of shirk. That the example of those who ascribe partners to Allah Ta'ala is like those people who call unto these deities who can't even create a fly, so small and insignificant creation, but they can't even do that, even though they all gather together to try to do so, they will never be able to do so. And if a fly has to snatch away anything which is now which is placed by the idols, they used to place offerings for the idols, a fly, if he has to now step there and take away a bit, suck a little bit from there, they can't retrieve it. These idols are so useless. Da'ufat talib wal matlub, Allah Ta'ala says, the seeker and the one who is sought are both so weak. In other words, the worshipper of these idols and these idols themselves, how weak they are. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. They did not honor Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala as Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is supposed to be honored and recognized. Allah Ta'ala then mentions in the last ruku, in the last verse, Allah Ta'ala says that Allah Ta'ala has selected you, and Allah Ta'ala hasn't placed any difficulty and hardship in your deen. No order and injunction of deen is beyond the capacity of man to make amal on. Everything is within our capacity, and every injunction of deen is such that till the day of Qiyamah, it is within our limits, within our strength to make amal on it. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah has kept your name as Muslimin. This is a special favor for the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Allah Ta'ala has kept our name also as Muslim. A Muslim, from the word aslama yuslimu, which means to submit totally to the obedience of somebody. And really, this is a favor of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala kept our name also as Muslims. The previous nations, although at their particular time they were the religions of Haqq, but Allah Ta'ala did not keep their name as Muslim. Only it is our this ummah's speciality and favor of Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala has kept our name as Muslim from before. Even Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's dua, when he constructed the Kaaba, Allah Ta'ala says, raise from my progeny people who will be Muslimin. In other words, making dua for this ummah, and there also the word Muslim has been mentioned. It is a great honor of Allah Ta'ala upon this ummah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا مررتم برياض الجنة فارتعوا. قالوا وما رياض الجنة؟ قال حلق الذكر. حضرت انس رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ سے مروی ہے کہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا جب جنت کے باغوں پر گزرو تو خوب چرو. کسی نے عرض کیا یا رسول اللہ جنت کے باغ کیا ہے؟ ارشاد فرمایا کہ ذکر کے حلقے. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم once said to the صحابہ, when you pass by the gardens of Jannah, grace your heart's content. The صحابہ asked, O رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, what are the gardens of Jannah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, gatherings of zikr.